Good evening.
Good evening.
We are here, and once again, it is our great pleasure to be in your reality. Well done for a welcoming of energies, and of course, a wonderful greeting for us to come into. And you are playing for the dedication of healing along the lines of time, which is a big issue in everyone's number one, best friend right now, or sometimes worst enemy, but whether you are aware of these things or not, big healings are taking place. Energy adjustments are occurring. Everything is accelerating. Planetary shifts have brought in everyone, as we've said, back into the body, entering the new reality. We trust that everyone here at home has read the P Times, the recent one called, what is the title again?
Are you ready for change?
Yes. We want to discuss things along that theme this evening and to really stay with, are you ready for change, and can you sense the changes and trust them? Your harmonica playing was dedicated to simultaneous selves, the present self that is doing the healing, old selves that are helping with healing and needing to be healed, and future selves beckoning you into who you are becoming, beckoning you into a brilliant future. A future, as the native peoples have been searching and gathering for, a future that envisions peace on earth with clean air and pristine waters. That is a future that is viable on earth. And that is a future that is beckoning you to find it. You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As we've been saying over the last number of years, you must qualify for the future that you choose to envision. You must be able to envision it as well, in the midst of all kinds of, let's say, contrary projections and visions. And certainly when you live in a mediated world, when anyone and everyone that has any electricity to run a computer on has the capability of putting out information. We'll say to you that in the realm of spin and disinformation, the black budgets are at an all-time high, and they will continue to employ all sorts of disinformation agents, some wittingly and some unwittingly, to spin tales of fear and doom and gloom. This is a given, to understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it is truly your task. It's not an easy one. Not for anyone on earth at these times. But years ago we said your task is to put earth through the eye of a needle, to transform it through your own beliefs, and cleaning up your own emotionality, not by avoiding it by any means, but by having emotional victories without blaming anyone else. Do you understand? Feeling for the ability to feel. And one of our favorite quotes, if we must quote ourselves, is healing is feeling, and feeling is dealing, and dealing is
healing.
Yes. So, these are all trends and flows of energy of which to be very, very aware. And the despair word was mentioned earlier by our vehicle as an example of states of consciousness that can truly weaken the body's field. And that is legitimate observation, most truly. And it is also very legitimate to feel despair at times. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you make despair a lifestyle, and you project that despair in every moment, and you then seek out some sort of medication to keep you from dealing with the pain that the despair brings, and you make this, quote, a chronic situation, as many, many people do, then you are missing the golden ring on the merry-go-round.